So before we begin, if the Oilers wants, I would be willing to give on Sunday and Monday, if that works. Or, you know, if it doesn't work, I just give one day.
Everybody's
going to help.
Yeah.
What do you say, Rabbi Walter? Rabbi Walter, does it work for you?
Whatever people want.
Works for you?
Hopefully, okay.
So conclusion is Sunday and Monday, 11 to 12. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, obviously we won't, and then we'll resume the... Okay, this is now the continuation of Mila Upriya Bevasachas. Okay? So, we've many times discussed the pasuk in Yeshua. Ba'esehi Amar Hashem al Yeshua, Asei Lecha Achor Vachurim, Yeshuv Mol Es Bnei Yisrael Shemis. And the Gemara in Yevamos here on page 2 says, Amar Rabba Rabbi Yitzchok, Amar Rav, Lo Nitna Priya, Priyas Mila, Lavram Avinu. Shenema Ba'esehi Amar Hashem al Yeshua, Asei Lecha Achor Vachurim.
If it wasn't
the full Mila coming off the Orla, why is it called Givat Aralot? Right, so Rabbi Tuchman found a Medrash. What does the Medrash say, Rabbi Tuchman?
It's because they made a male of the Orla. You're
saying it wasn't the Orla. You're
saying
it was just the Priya. Right, but the Medrash... So you're saying that the Medrash is that these people were...
Males.
Were, in other words, the Chiddush was that previously people were...
Now they were Mal.
These new people are Mal and Porea. So they did the Mila for them also now. And that's how the Medrash that Rabbi Kaufman...
The brings the Raya from here that in Mitzrayim, when they got Mal, Yeshua was the one who did the Mila. And not necessarily the Priya, it's the right because you see Yeshua doing Mila here also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so...
Why did he have to do Mila again?
These people didn't do Mila, apparently. The generation. Okay, so there is a famous tshuva of the Maritz Chayis. The Maritz Chayis, obviously the famous Maritz Chayis, on the back of the Gemara. Rebbetzin David, from the daughter of Rav Putner, she wrote her doctorate on the Maritz Chayis.
BJJ.
She wrote her doctorate on the. I mean, we have a copy. I think I've seen it once in the library here. The old typewriter, you know, the old days. So she wrote a doctorate on the Maritz Chayis. So he has a question, the age-old question that we're dealing with. Hadashe also in Priyas Hamila Tzricha Leos Dafke B'tzipor. So he wants to know, do you have to do Priya with Dafke with the Tziporin, as we discussed so he says, he quotes the the nameless Baruch has, and he quotes the Shulchan Aruch that Yiporin b'tziporin. And he says the first word on the line is Ha'atorah on page 4, second column. First word on the line is Ha'atorah. He nameless is Bar because the Mishnah of Beis Yosef Hamokor l'divrei Rabbeinu Elu. Rama Moshe Hevi Smuchim b'divrei Apsikter Abasi u'v'yalkotilim. To Pitul Lamed Hey, I'll call Kolot Musai Tomarna the Medrash. Amar David Ani Mishabecha B'chol Egorai Mekayim Behem HaMitzvah. Right, the famous Medrash that we saw yesterday that every limb we do a mitzvah. So he says Ulam Heim Lo Dibru Rak Mimashaya Nog Bizmanam, Lost as a Priya Bitsipur. Pasha the lovely Ikuv Nemar. Came in Lonim Saremas Mizem Mishnei Talmudim. It's hard to say it's Likuva if it's not brought anywhere in Shas. Probably or Yushalmi. Comes in Ram Shokhanon Lutzkar Likuv. Right, it doesn't say, it just says it's the way that you did it. So it's hard to say that you have to do it that way. So he says, so that's what he says here in the beginning. And then he says, the Priya is here. So then he wants to give. So that's what he's. This Rav Muflog, Yaakov, whatever, is saying that it's. So then he says like this. And he, so he's bringing a raya that you don't, I mean, because you see that in the time of Yeshua, that they did Priya, and they used the Harvos Tzurim. So that's what the Shoyal was saying to the Maariv Chayis. So the Maariv Chayis responds on page 5, on the second column, the first word in the line, Hineh. Hineh Mechilas Kvo. He said, no, I think you made a mistake. Came in the Allah Psukha at Slain Mal Vala Park Ilul Mal. So he's going to give a whole new pshat. Not like Rabbi Tuckman's Medrash, a different pshat. He says, these are the people that did do Mila before. So what's happening now? But these people did Mila in the Midbar, he's saying. But there was no Chiyuv Priya now. So now that there's a Chiyuv Priya, so their Mila now is no good. Because under the original requirements, it was a good Mila. But today, you have, so the Pasha Psha, so just do a Priya now. No, you got to redo the Mila. Because, how do you redo the Mila? Katov is Dabris. So he said, "Kol molot bnei sol shein is pshuto al amila nemro. Haynu al hatofes dambris konu a priya. Bnei dibiyosam ba midbar lohaisa priya."
Where is the hatofes dambris from? From the
Gid? Oh, hatofes dambris. Where it is one of the secrets of Judaism that we're going to have a separate packet on, and the Chazanish is going to take on the world. And said that everyone's doing it in the wrong place. Chazanish writes, and he says, you do it the way other people are doing it, it's like doing it on your finger. So this is another Chazanish going against the world. You know, people know that, you know, with the Dateline, he went against the world. So
what?
With Hatovas Dambris, he also is
getting. We have no Priya, we're making the Hatovas Dambris wrong.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to wait till we do Hatavas Dambris, because that's a... So he says, Yimkei Nakra Molot is Yisrael Shein is Kipshuto Al Hamila Nemra. Hainu Hatavas Dambris Kodim Apriya. Nedi Biyosa Bamidbar Lohois Apriya. Vutsuku Lamol Shein is. So now they have a new standard. Hainu Hatavas Dambris Aladei Chorvas Tsurim. Vapriya Shalam Efshar Daisa Be'emes Aladei Tzipor. He said, no, there was in the Chanami, the Chorvas Tzurim was to do the Hatavas Dabris, but there's no Raya from that they did it, maybe you have to do it with Tzipor. And that's what the, so...
Tzurim, the word, you know, the word cleric implies you're cutting. Just to make Hatavas Dabris, you don't need to cut.
Well, you need something sharp. To
yeah,
make a
right.
But that's how he's. This is his original.
Mm-hmm. This, like, Kriya was the new mitzvah given to Yeshua.
Right. Yeah, so he's saying, so therefore those that did Mila before had to redo their Mila. Because now that this Priya, so you did them, it's a Chiddush, first of all. Everything he's saying is a Chiddush here. And he's saying that therefore there's no... So first he's saying that the Shoyal is saying that it says Tziporin, and you don't know what the Mocker is. So it's the Mocker is the Medrash, and the question is this came into one second. The question was the Harei Yeshua Shulmos Yisrael Hayu Al Priya. So you see that you don't need. So now he's saying back that maybe Itaki you do need. That the Shoyal is taking the approach that it's not Likuva, or it's not really needed. And he's saying, no. Shuv Molus Reishal Shenis. What they did with the Chorvas Tzurim was the Hatavas Dan Bris. And now, and Taka they did the Priya B'tzipor. That's what he's saying.
He's learning the Gemara, like the, at least not like
Tosus, because Tosus says that when you say Priya, it wasn't given to Avraham Avinu. Correct. But it was given to Moshe. It's not like, is it wasn't given from Avraham Avinu, and he said it wasn't given to Moshe, and then Yeshua got it. It can't be. He said, no, it's not from Moshe Mitzina, but just impossible. It's written by Yeshua, which would mean that in the Midbar they did to Avraham. Yeah, so that's what he's learning. So the Reb Chaim Oizer in Achiezer discusses this tshuva of the Maariz Chais. I guess it was worthy for Rav Chaim Moses, even though he's going to disagree with it. On page 7. Al das moshe shilanu el mubur barambam keitzin malin v'chaka porim v'sakrim harach shal mata b'tziporin v'tom al zem igmur divomus t'vchichu mead in stavi yeshua selach hachovas surim. Right, so someone asked Reb Chaim Oizer the same question. Right. So you see from that Gemara that you can use a kli. I say lechachov resurim, that was Priya. So on page 7, Reb Chaim Oizer writes, "Think about who's Azeb Shut Maariz Chais." That this whole discussion was already in Shut Maariz Chais, and the Shoyal said the same thing that the Shoyal and the Achiezer says. He says, "Veishiv Azeb." Dutos came in the halacha psuka etzleinu malvul parki lulmal came mashamol Yisrael atzma v'midbar behedar priya loav emil klal chaygavna benolad malvul nimol on the akum kol mizmanu chaymalon tzrich mativ dambris. So therefore they needed to do a tafas of dambris, and but in Achanami that's what Maariz Chais says, but in Achanami the chavras surim was the tafas dambris, because now there's a new standard of Mila. We changed the rules on you. So we changed the rules. Now the original Mila is no good. So now you have to do another Mila. What are you going to do another Mila? Tavas Dan Bris. V'hine, page 8. May the Poshet the Bert Svichias, the Malvul Apar Boi Gachaka, Tavas Dan Bris, quote him Apriya on the next page. V'emes, Yeshachal Tuba. So he says, the fact that he says you need a Tavas Dan Bris, he doesn't think is right. Because Nolan Mol, Nimolon Akum Malaila, Shamlon is Kaima Mil Kizvasa. There was no Mila, there was no Kosher Mila at all. Majenkin Hecha, Da Mila is Kaima Kimitzvasa. But, you know, it was Kimitzvasa, Beshaito, El Shalom Nasis Adain Hapriya, Stavagai Gavne in Tarakakakakatov is Dambris. He doesn't think that since you changed the rules in the middle, so then, now you have to do it. No, Bashaito was a good Mila, so a good Mila. Now they were given Priya, so now you'll do Priya. But it doesn't pass on the Mila. Over there, those cases, is did it by Lila, so it was a never good Mila. So he says, Fakir, that he doesn't think that you could learn Pshat that way, because he doesn't think that if they would have done Mila in the Midbar, and they didn't do Priya, now the mitzvah of Priya was given, they would have to do a Hatavas Dam Bris. He doesn't think that's true. And he says, what's the Pashup Shat? Why they use Chovas Tzurim? So he says, Pshuto, Yishlom, Adu, Utsu Chovas Tzurim, Yishum, Divigdolim, Yefshar Lachtach, or a Priya, but Tziporin. Because we're talking about adults here. Right? In other words, these people were not 8-day-old babies. Yefshar Lachtach, or a Priya, but Tziporin, Shor, Kosher, okay, Tzorach Lachtach, or a Priya, but Kli, Chenosim, Bimilas, Gerim, right, Mils Gerim, obviously it could be adults, Prat Ve Elu Shini Molkvar, Vade Shein Zeh Lekuva, Akriya Kshera, Af Bekli, Heche Di'i Efshar, B'tziporin.
So by a baby, you could just lick your fingers, roll it back, and it won't roll back, it won't be Chayzer. You don't need any type of money.
What do you think? You don't need to cut. You don't need
to cut by a baby at all.
I mean, sometimes they cut if it's going to roll back, but it's saying that then that a Priya is, in other words, he's saying, Bivade Ainzali Kuva, Priya Kshera Apukli. In other words, he's just addressing the question, do you need Dafka Bitsiparan or even Bukli? The Chaim Loza says, even Bukli is good.
But didn't the Maharaj's case also say that in Rasban?
Well.
Just an argument about, is it a Raya or not a Raya from this?
Right.
But the last one, are they both saying that
we was
that's
one of that one? Well, the Shoyal was saying that, but then he said back that there's no Raya from.
Yeah, but for the last one, he says that you don't see in the Bible, you don't see in the Yerushalmi.
But yeah, but the question is that him talking or is that what the Shoyal talking? Is that part of?
So what's his message?
So he might say that you know, I don't know if it's Mamash Likuva, but whereas the question is it such a Raya? So the Maharaj Chayes is.
That's what he said, that the thing of the Psikta is Lavdafka.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but that could all be he's saying over what the Shoyal was saying. But then he's saying the Shoyal was Toa. Okay, it doesn't matter. But these are the different ways you could understand the psukim. Okay. And
so you hold that it's okay to use it.
Yeah, the Parshat Shad it's okay, and the Maharaj Chayes said maybe not. Maybe it's not okay because they did Chovas Surim, so Chovas Surim was.
Still doesn't mean
Priya Avila Vasakha. Yeah, that's a separate thing.
To me,
the Mishnah
is that, what do we do? Like,
do
are people like
Makbid,
like, hinder to do
it
with their nails?
Right, so I told you, like, this is another part of that whole Machlokas about Priya Vasakhas, that those that want to go against the Mila Priya Vasachas are saying that that if you're going to do Vasachas, then you're not going to do it, then you're doing it Bekli, and then you shouldn't be doing it Bekli.
Nice.
So Chaim Moses says, no, it's certainly kosher Bekli. Then there's a story here that Mariel on page 9 tells Amar Mari Segel Minat Hayab Ostra Shakol Moel Hayul Shnei Israeli Mukonim, that he would come with two knives. Piara Maxik Tzorchemil Shem Shlofonim Yutsa Agid Mechusa Beshtei Orlos. There's a Chiyashlich Biyodo Israel Im Orla Rishona Vachakach Magish Borla Shnia Uvetem Yishayitar Israel Rishon Lachta Kol Shenis. Two knives for each orla. No, sakin mila. V'omar sharam ma'aser kein lachin tov hadover v'rohag linhov. Okay, I don't know how often that happens. Maisa kodem b'mari segel b'nar ben shana. So they had a case that there was a nar ben shana shenechzera ha'or shal priya v'chisa as rov agid. That there are priya, like we discussed yesterday, came back. Ferel b'mari segel. Amar misyara ani ala priyo shenis. He was afraid. V'chipso kamat stodim latzeh priya choronis l'mtom v'lo yecholu. They were trying to roll it back. They couldn't. Actually, Iklasham Marenu Zalman. Shahir Mol Uman Mufakam Yom Shabish Bedid Pisam Chazra Hapriel and Koma. So he trusted the Moifis. He went back. For Omar Marisegum, Kachi Shizor Hanashim Shabachitim and Ori Macharamila, you Mahatkim Chopam Pam Hapriya Harea. That was when women are giving baths to the kids. So they have to make sure that the priya doesn't come back. That it shouldn't come back until you...
That he handled it.
Actually, tisrape hamila.
What happens
when I say
they don't
think
about
it?
They don't bathe the kids?
No, they put on a bandage. So
the water doesn't get to the bandage.
So that's where the mile comes
from. I mean, they couldn't hold this back at all.
What?
They couldn't hold this back at all.
They could what?
They could not roll the priya back at all.
Right.
So it wasn't like a...
I guess it got stuck, so they couldn't get it back.
So it's not like the case of the slivers.
Right, and then this Moyal Mumka came and he touched a little and... Yeah. Yeah. And then there's a tshuva in the Binyan Tzion. This tshuva is more famous for the Metzitza part of the tshuva, but where he also says that Yafan Shav Shal Huska B'Gemara, the second tshuva, where it says tshuva, the second column of page 10. Shav Shal Huska B'Gemara B'Feirish Lasos Papriya B'Tziporneim B'Komokok V'Arkosov Kein HaRambam Esmag Tur Shulchanach L'Avachim N'Hogim Shal Yisrael Torah. So the Binyan Tzion is, he thinks with Torah's Minog that you shouldn't break the Minog. Well, he says there is no Gemara. Shalu's Kurban, huh? And then he speaks about the same thing, the Korvas Surim. So he says, well, that could be for the tzitzit. And then he says the same thing. So Yimala, like Rav Chaim Moses said. But it's interesting that the Binyan Tzion was very into not changing the tzur of the Mila. He was very stark on that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Right, so therefore...
They don't change.
Yes, yeah, so I guess... Okay. Now, there is a couple of more makoros that I just want to share with you about this that brought down. The Tzemach Tzedek from the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. So this comes back also to the discussion of the Chochmas Adam and the Divrei Chaim. Because, you know, it could be connected if you say that so, again, if you recall, the Tzemach Tzedek Shita was that you cut, but even though there's Tzitzin HaMachvim, then the Tzitzin HaMachvim, you could roll back. But he says to do both. In other words, Ikim Mila you do with a knife, and then, right, that was the Tzemach Tzedek, right? He argues with the Chochmas Adam. The Chochmas Adam said that you should, you have to, the tzitzit maka, you also have to cut. He says, no, the tzitzit, the ikamila, you cut, and then let's have a look. Over you, and he argued with the Chachmas Adam. So then he says, al pi Kabbalah. Al pi Kabbalah, and this, and because of this, I xerox the Beis Halevi, because the Beis Halevi was mechavin to this maybe on his own. So he says, Chedas apardes, erche hakinuyim, erch priya, second arrow. Even ki milu priya him shnei madregos, milu hu avaris haorla, ha'rasum in ha'olam, ha'derch ein bir chomitzel ha'sreifa. Whereas he says the two things in life, is sur meira and asay tov. So the mila is the sur meira. You got to get rid of it, like beer chametz, burn it. But priya is kiruv haorla ala kedusha, is to be malas something to kedusha. Ve'enanu mevarim osa mikol v'chol kedimyon hamila. So this, he quotes from this Kabbalah Sefer that
a huge piece on this in
yeah.
This.
Right, so he says, Afsha ein lahavi raya midvarim ha'olim al pi kavana seizem kubo mikol mokom ha'kopana ron shedaito keim ledina sh'or l'tzorach l'avira l'gamre me'al ha'ever for a priya So this is discussed in the context of the doing mila priya brasachas, because if you do brasachas, then you're going to cut off the priya. So he says, it's a dafka in you not to cut off the priya. So because priya, he quotes from the Kubalim, is kir v'orla ala kedusha. In other words, you're not to get rid of it, it's to be malet. So
you don't need to, but if you do, it's not saying you do.
Yeah, he's not saying, he's saying you can't bring your full raya here. So, but Kopani Aroim Shadaito Kane Ludina Shaor Latsarach Lavir Lagambe Mela Aver. Right? Osha Hapri Lava Daibasha Yasiro So Mela Torah Ashe Gile Torah. But you don't have to cut it off. And the Mili should have to cut off.
But no one says you have to cut the priya off.
Yeah,
right. So he's saying that. So he's saying Dafka is an Indian to be pareh not to cut the priya.
He's saying dive. He's saying dive in my shi'asiru.
Right.
And I think he's saying you don't have to.
Right.
You don't have to,
but
you could if you wanted.
Yeah, I'm not sure what.
No, but see the
Kabbalah,
you shouldn't.
You shouldn't, right.
You're a Mila,
that's
right.
Right,
you're a Mila,
right.
He doesn't say it that way. He presents it.
Right,
well,
so that's
a... People
are doing that. The Olam. Yeah. You can be clear in Shema Day, Mila hu havaras ha'orlov ha'vrasim in ha'olam. But priya hikir fa'orlov kedusha. Ve'inanu v'varim osam yikol v'chol. Kedimu ha'mila. So that was mashma that there's an Indian dafka not to cut. He says, even though we don't bring a raya from, you know. But he's saying that shows what he really holds, the Ikir Hadin, is the Mila versus the Priya.
I
didn't
read from the top of the background thing. I think what he's doing is that Fuki don't say that the Or Mila you could just pull back. He's saying the Or Mila, that is
right.
The cut. He's saying only the priya is dai bahasara.
Right.
Right? But the mila you have to cut.
Right.
That's where he's going with this.
Right.
He's not dining on.
Right, but it's mashma also that it's an adifus to. So when I saw this, I said, oh, this reminds me of the famous Beis Halevi, which I then put in the packet here on page 25. Which is interesting because this Beis Halevi, you know, we're always taught Beis Halevis as kids. You know, Beis Halevi, you know, especially in this issue, you know, Beis Halevi, that's one of the Sfarim that they'll let you learn here. You know, Beis Halevi, you know. So the Beis Halevi, on his piece on, famous piece on Mila, on the second column, page 25, the left side, and there are Nuchaloma, the Hani Shnei Bechina, same Bechitahu Priya. The Chitahu Hasaras, Be'alof Orlop, is a Motsiat Mukhal Hakusim Shnikra Eileim. That's the Sobeira, you take away the Orla. The Chakapo Hapriya, who lost his Kodesh, was Kasher, was Kadesh, Bechdush Israel, Yos Amechot. So that's what he's saying. The two in Yonin. There's the Sur Merah. He starts off as saying, he says Chachru Harishon. That's how he starts the piece on the right side. Salach Lefanavi Yisomim. He beikur mitzvahs mila Chachru Harishonim. He move begeder Hasar Sachisaron the Orlo who mum baAdam mila mafridim Sachisaron menu. Or he mosafas mila kedusha. But is the mitzvah to get rid of the? Is the Sur Merah or is it a positive thing? So he says that's Gufa, the difference between the Mila and the Priya. So he says, Kikol, Achakabar Priya, who the Osbris Kodesh on the left side, is Kasher, Lus Kadesh, Bektush Israel, Yos Amechad. Lazanach Nuvarkim, Bevirkas Amila, that's itself Chosim, but Osbris Kodesh. The Chosim shall Bris Ba Al Yidea Priya. That's the Bris Kodesh. That's the positive aspect, and then he quotes the Zohar, Arayim Hemna Parshas Tazria, Mechami Bris Nachadu Zimni Nitzchanshu Time Kadisha. So when I was reading this Tzemach Tzedek, I was reminded of the Beis Halevi, and then they point out there's a Sfas Emes.
He's saying a little different, though. He's saying the same as the Tzemach Tzedek.
And then the Sfas Emes, he jumps in as well on page 27. Well, that part of those priest Kodesh is what you're saying. Yeah, look on page 28, that's where he actually says it. With the arrows on page 28, he says, "Yesh orla shetzrichim lahasir lagamrei zechituch. Yesh priya ki adam kolom mikol olam yolo olam asiya shaharag gover biyose zeor hachituch." So if the raz gover biyose, you can get rid of it. But there's another olam shahara b'shavav shetzrichim lefro olam nechni hara elatov, and that's what priya is. Etc. So he's saying also a similar idea that certain ra has to be eradicated and certain ra just has to be subjugated to the tov. So the mila. Yeah. So that you get rid of, and the priya you don't get rid of because you just mean machnir latov. And then the same thing with Zera Emes also speaks about the concept that it doesn't necessarily have to, you know, that you could possibly use anything for the Priya. Okay. Oh. So now I discovered there's another tshuva. You know, there was the first tshuva of Rav Moshe was in Chelek Aleph. For Mil Priya Vasachas. But in Chelek Dalet, there's another tshuva. And it writes here, tshuva zu hi ha tshuva ha gedola ha achrona shekosu moran zasal buksav yot kotcha. It's the last tshuva from Rav Moshe of longer page 15. Tshuva zu hu hu da olav ha... Allah haraya lo olenu. This is the last long tshuva. Tezvav El. Tavshin Mem Dalet. Dalet Mem. It was written to Shapsi Frankel. Frankel Rambam. Shapsi Frankel. So it's about Mila Priya Vasachas. And then there's another topic. I didn't make a packet on this yet. Maybe I should. About putting the baby to sleep. General anesthesia during Mila. The Kosher Glov has a tshuva on that. So that's, you know, anything the Kosher Glov has a tshuva on is going to be exciting. So we'll see. Maybe I should... So Rav Moshe, the first part of the tshuva, in Yesh Locho Shekotri Mitzvah Mila, Priya Vasachas, Mishum Shinoi B'Dech Chiyam HaMitzvah. Is that, so we said yesterday that it was a question. So I told you that Rav Bick said it was okay. So I said, if Rav Bick says it's okay, so it's much, so it's funny, you know, last night I was in the West Side, and I gave my Wednesday night shiur. And after the shiur, somebody comes over to me, a Hasidic man. He wants to meet me. And who was it? It was Rav Bick's grandson, who learns in the West Side Kollel. What?
Last night
this happened. And we never met before, even though we're Shtikl Mishpacha, but we never met. He's heard of me, I've heard of him. And he's usually, I'm there at night, and he's there in the day, because the West Side Kollel people don't live in the West Side, most of them. So he happened to be there, so he came over. So I told him, and I quoted your grandfather in Shir yesterday, and I said, you know, anyone else who would make innovations, you would think that, you know, it's coming from some secular influence, but your grandfather, he was masking, you know. So Rav Moshe also, he writes that he doesn't think, you know, that it's a shinui from the mitzvah. And then he writes, then he makes a comment which, you know, is relevant for the Chochmas Odom Divrei Chaim discussion. And he writes, you know, because he says, "Im Kain with the arrows, Mistaber Shebor HaOr LeTzorach Davka Chituch Mamash." He says it's Mistaber like the Chochmas Odom, right? Havoah Priya Shuor Adak Shu Nidbak Mamash V'Nasek Or Echad Imagid V'Loniker Klal Sagi Avshel Lochotu Mamash. He says it's Mistaber. It's Mistaber. He's not saying that the people who don't do this are. He's saying it's Mistaber that, like the Chochmas Odom, that the Or Mila is to be cut off in Or Priya. Now, Vigam Efsher, again.
That's what I was saying before.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Chochmas Odom is still speaking about the Or Priya too.
Yeah, he says, Gam Efsher Shu Allah Moshe Misine Shehesh Shaboram Or Lotzarach Davka Chituch Lo Yishar Mimenu Klum Alagid. Right? In other words, it could be that this, I mean, what we call the Chochmas Odom, is where do we get it from? Is the Halacha Moshe Misinai? Again, Efsher. Uvor Priya Lo Nemar Zeh, and therefore, V'Yikichimot Ludina Migzeres HaKtorah MeHalacha Misinai Afshal Oniski Zeh Shaykh Lo Markei Mecha Shekein Hayu Nogim U'Maisi Kol Adoros. V'Hapodim Zavadei Shaleke Inyan Mitzul Aniach Davko Or Priya Al Aguf Fil Mokum Acher Vadei Shim. He says, but there's no chiv to do that. So he's saying, we don't have a chiv to cut it off, but it's not that we have a chiv dafka to leave it. Unless you say, like the Mekubalim, that they want a dafka to leave it, so the Malad or Machnia, you know, what they were quoting.
So there's no
chiv either way. Right. So if you want to leave it, you can leave it. You want to cut it off, you cut it off. He says, it's Mestaber, he says, to say like the Chochmas Sodom. That, he says, Mestaber. He's not saying that or a mila, that the or a mila you should have to cut off, and he says maybe it's halachah Moshe Misinai. Even, there's certain things halachah Moshe Misinai.
Yes,
What?
They didn't get that memo. A lot of posts seem to have missed that memo.
He's saying it's a possibility. He's not saying that the Efshar. In other words, the Chochmas Adam's work maybe is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. That in other words, to Dafka cut it off. This is Mestaber.
But all the
Muslims don't have. Others would say obviously that it's not Halacha. but he's saying it's Mestaber to say such a thing. In other words, like the Chochmas Adam. It's Mestaber. You're not saying the end all be all. It's Mestaber. And therefore, when it comes to the Orm Priya, there was no Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So then, you do what you want. You want to leave it on, leave it on. Just you have to be Megal and make sure that it's not covering the Atara.
That would explain why so many of Rishonim speak about how you have to be the people of Babel, which I think we're not going for. We don't get a lot of information if you're not the title of that, the Rambam, or the other Rishonim,
and a lot of Rambam didn't get that.
It's not on the books. It doesn't say anywhere. That's what. He's just saying, so where does it come from? Where does it come from? Whenever we have something that we don't know where it comes from, so maybe it comes from Allah from Moshe Mitzinai.
It's half the beard from the Masorah.
Yeah.
If you look at all the Rishonim, it always says Lamigzar.
Okay, but so basically, what he's saying over here is that he doesn't think there's any shinoi in the Masorah, etc. Okay. Then I can't leave without saying the avort from the Kedushas Levi, because again, these are not sources that we normally convey. But he has a avort. So if we're talking about this topic, and there's a Kedushas Levi that speaks about it. So he says, "Vayishmoel," right, the famous pasuk on page 17. "Vayomel Malach Hashem Ina Harav Liyados Vein Krashmo Yishmoel." So says Avin Son Yishmoel Kishom Hashem Elyon. Then the famous, "Vuhu Yepera Adam Yado Bakol V'Yad Kol Bo Val Pnei Kol Echav Yishkol." So there's a famous Kedushas Levi how he teaches the pasuk Yado Bakol V'Yad Kol Bo. So let's see how he teaches. Page 19. Haklal b'amnaseinu rabim gedulas Yishmoel machmas ha-mila. In other words, Yishmoel has a zchus of mila. Chachem b'vur on page 20. Chachem b'vur b'zor ha-kodosh. V'nei bris nikra kol. Chachem b'vur b'shari orin. Shari orin is a Kabbalah sefer. Bris is called kol. I guess that would be good for a drasha one day. But the bris is called kol. V'zehu yodo loshon memshala bakol. The strength of Yishmoel, yodo, his strength is from bakol. It's because he has the mitzvah mila. So that's where his strength is. So what does it mean, v'yad kol bo? Ki be'emes ha'yishmaelim heim below priya. Aval anu zer Yisrael Milo Priya. So he has his strength of Mila, but we have a stronger strength because we had Mila and Priya. So it says, of our honors, every soul of Mila Priya. V'nei b'mil yishnei inyonim. Hachituch b'kli u'priya b'yad. Oh. V'zehu haremez. V'yad kol bo. V'in zeri soul shem b'priya b'yad. Those our Mila is yad kol. Our kol is mila, but is with yad, is, and that's referring to the priya. Is a yad kol haromez al habris kanal bo. So therefore, we could we'll be stronger than Yishmoel. So he has his strength. Yodo bakol, his strength is yad, his strength is bakol, but we have a step above him. because we had Yad Kol. The Yad, meaning the Mila B'Yad, which is the Priya, is Bo, is Olaf. So the remnants to the Priya in the Yad Kol is the Priya B'Yad, not B'Kli, the again, not, these are not halachic rites, but that's his how his taich. And if you have to give a drasha on that as well, because we have to be Mala Kedusha also, you put it all together, not just get it, and that brings us above Yishmael, whatever you want to say. But these are the discussions. He's called here in the Bris Eliyahu. He quotes these Makaris here in the Bris Eliyahu and Tzemach Tzedek and Ramosha and things like that. But then I thought this was all probably with the Beis Halevi, this and that. So this is further of this discussion, but it's important to see the, you know, the, there's a famous tshuva from the Maritz Chayis, and Rav Chaim Moser refers to it and argues with it, but it's so doing this topic, and then it's very important. What is Korvas Surim? Is it like Rabbi Tuchman's Medrash that they did Mila and Priya here, or did they do just Priya, or they did Hatafas Bris, and you know, different possibilities, but this is, the discussion of Mila Priya Basachas, because Mila Priya Basachas is going to obviously assume that you're not going to do it with Tziporin. Right before the Mila, when I was at the Sandik, I asked the Moyo, so are you going to do Mila Priya Basachas? So he said, you watch and see. And then, and it's too fast even. He did it, but then he seemed that he did do something beyond afterwards, maybe, you know.
I think after they do the cut, they roll.
Right.
There's something left.
There's something left that he was rolling. Right. Yeah. Not that's what it seems to be.
Even when they're doing the bus.
Right.
When
right.
Even bottom, there's something that they have to put up in the bed.
Right. Right. So that's what it seemed like to me. That cut, and then he did something, and then he did the mitzitza, and the but it's all so quick, you know. All I can tell you is there was a lot of dabris. Yeah. That, you know, because then we discussed the clamps. He wasn't using any clamp. He used the mug and shield, but not the clamp. That, and we'll have packets of that also. Yeah, I think he knew what he was doing. Yeah, so
he knows what he's doing.
But I'm trying. Yeah, but I told you this is the first time I ever looked. The first time it was even I was a sandik before. But I just, Sunday I hold what I'm told to hold, and then I just close my eye. But this time I'm learning the Indian, so it would be a shud not to look if I'm already up so close. Okay, so Bez Hashem, I wish everyone a good Shabbos.
Are you so sure this building will be open Sunday morning?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Will they close?
They're not moving the idea, are they?
What? Oh. There'll be guys doing summer housing in
Moscow. Yeah, there's still some housing. So, right, so the building. Right, that's the, as long as MTA, MTA has been closed, but they didn't close the dorms yet, right? Right, so the dorm is open and then the building can't be closed. They can only close the building once the people from the dorm are, you know, evicted from the dorm. So that's the Milo that we have the dormitory here. That's the Milo that we have the high school here. I like this building. This is the old style building with the, you know, they're redoing the library now, so, you know, which is also I'm very against. But